Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio. It's the Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
Hide is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Joins us on Wednesdays, and Blake, I would say let's start with recruiting. LSU with a few commits, highly rated commits, over the last week, which has catapulted them close to the top 10.
He can't recruit, Bill. He can't do it. You know, that's what I've been told. But cleaning up on the defensive line, got to give a lot of credit to Jamar Cain. Bill, they went up against some pretty big teams for a lot of these recruits. You know, Georgia was highly in the mix for Deshaun Womack, who made his announcement on our show on Monday. Ohio State was highly in the mix for Dan Reed, defensive lineman out of Georgia. And Bill, we can go down this list and continue to go on, whether it be Howard, Josh Mickens, whoever it may be. And Bill, they're starting to get recruits and commitments from guys from inside the state of Louisiana. Bill, there was a young man named Xavier Atkins yesterday who, Bill, let me tell you how, you know, in Louisiana, there's usually every 2 or 3 years, there's one young man that comes out here and just absolutely starts turning Louisiana high school football on its head. I understand, well, you got Arch, you got Holstein. Bill, the local talk is not about those two. We know those two men. It's about Xavier Atkins, the young man that committed to LSU yesterday in the 2024 class. Bill, he had 218 tackles a season ago. You don't believe me? Go and look it up. Bill, he had 179 solo. The kid can absolutely play. Talking to some of these scouting services, recruiting services, Bill, they hadn't seen him. They hadn't watched him go play. All he does, Bill, is he was averaging 27 tackles a game. 27. Kid's insane, and they get a big commitment from him yesterday. Great young man. And, Bill, they're not done yet. They're going to continue to stockpile on this defense. They'll go to get some linebackers in the next couple of weeks. From what I understand, they'll continue to recruit some of the defensive back room. And Bill, they're locking in on the offensive side of the ball. But you still have some really good recruits in Louisiana on the offensive side that I think is a very strong LSU lean. And look, everybody in Texas saying Derek Williams, the Derek Williams recruitment's over. Good luck with that, because it's not.
Anything new on Dante Moore?
No, I mean, not. Bill, let me say this. It's not, from an LSU perspective, it's not an NIL issue. I think it's a playing time issue from the way I'm trying to talk to people around him and talking to, at least from just my point of view, the LSU staff, it's about playing time. Bill, when you go and get Walker Howard, the five-star from a season ago, I don't know how much Dante Moore that's attractive to him. You know, I don't know really exactly what Oregon looks like at quarterback outside of Bo Nix. Maybe that looks good for him. But there's an issue with LSU and Dante Moore, and it has everything to do with Walker Howard, not necessarily the, you know, the development, the offensive scheme, the head coaching. And Bill, when it comes down to that, I mean, let the young man make his decision. If he wants to go to Oregon, sounds good. But, Bill, you asked me a question a couple weeks ago, or one of the listeners did, about Ricky Collins, the quarterback commit from Purdue. Bill, all he did, and I know the Elite 11's not the, oh, well, this quarterback's the best because he wins the Elite 11. I mean, Bill, just go watch the film. I fully believe with, you know, his head coach being a former LSU quarterback, I think that LSU, even, you know, a month and a half ago, started putting on the pressure once the staff was able to see him a lot. And Bill, he won the camp at LSU. You know, he went on the 7-on-7 with him and Arch. And Bill, look, again, I'm not, every time I come on here, it sounds like I'm, you know, maybe trashing Arch. That's not what I'm doing at all. But Bill, Ricky Collins just looked better. He just looked better on that specific day. So I'm not saying he's a better prospect than Arch. I'm not saying that at all. But the kid can play. So I think it's going to be interesting to see if Purdue can hold on to Ricky Collins in this LSU pursuit of him.
Blake Ruffino each Wednesday with us, football recruiting. A lot of good news here recently. Nothing really new on Dante Moore. Michigan still talking to him. Notre Dame still talking to him. Oregon, LSU, whoever else. Baseball, they went on a run there for about a week and a half or whatever it was, where they took about five or six transfers. Has that calmed down a little bit?
Yeah, Bill, it's calmed down a lot. You know, we broke a story last week, Bill. I think it was a week ago today. Hurston Waldrop, a top 10 to 15 overall pick in next year's class, a pitcher. You know, he was at USM, or Southern Miss, and he's out in the portal. Bill, there's a little rumblings, but I'm almost certain, you know, if I had to put in a quote-unquote crystal ball, I would say Florida at this exact moment. I don't think LSU is in the running. Bill, I think it comes down to the, in reference to the portal, it comes down to Paul Skeens, who made the USA team along with two LSU current players in Dylan Cruz and Trey Morgan. I think that they're pulling all their chips from a portal aspect in on him. But Bill, they hosted and they're starting to get some guys moving in that we thought that would be going into the draft. You know, there's a shortstop from Lake Charles, Louisiana, named Gavin Guidry. Bill, he is a first-round pick or a potential. Will he get there because he's coming out of high school? I don't know where he'd be slotted here, but he is Alex Bregman. He is the next great LSU shortstop. So, Bill, the way that I've been explaining this, and, you know, we've had a current Major League scout come on our show and talk about this. Bill, imagine Texas A&M's football recruiting class along with adding USC's recruiting class, like portal class, and that's kind of what LSU, the equivalent of what they're doing. Now, the only difference is obviously a lot of those top-tier guys from the high school level are going into the draft, but you're still getting potential first-round picks from high school. So, Bill, there's a strong possibility that they could have on one team probably three, four, or at max five first-round picks on one team. And if you talk to anyone around college baseball, that is absolutely unheard of.
Sam Dogg in Georgia, ask Blake if the 2024 Southern Cal opener, which, by the way, is LSU out in Las Vegas, will Coach O do the coin toss, is what he wants to know.
I hope so, Bill. I mean, you know, look, I don't think that there is an issue with Ed in reference to him being a person. It was just him being a coach. I mean, I hope he does. I mean, I think that'd be funny.
That is ironic. Southern Cal's first year in the Big Ten.
Let me ask you. I'm sorry, but let me ask you, Bill. Do you think that game even happens now?
No. It's, well, UCLA's opener is at Hawaii that same year. I don't know that. Considering the traveling you're about to go do, you want to do that?
I mean, you know, that's a question that I've been asking. Like, for example, people around the AD office here at LSU, like, hey, I know that you have these games scheduled, but are they even going on now? Right? Like, I mean, I'm sorry again to cut you off, but I mean, I think that's something that, you know, Bill, so for example, you, they're already slotting to for fans to get prepared for the 2023. And, Bill, you got Clemson in a couple of years, and I think that they're trying to do a home-and-home with Ohio State. Bill, I mean, does that change? I mean, is that done now? You know, I mean, I'm not trying to be rude, but that's not the college football that I wanted. Bill, from a Louisiana or LSU perspective, Bill, we travel, man. I mean, we go to the Rose Bowl and pack it out. And, you know, even win, lose, or draw, the Bayou people are going to go and pack it out. And I think if you talk to LSU fans, they want that game. They want USC. They want to be in Vegas. They want to play them. And I think that they're a little upset about, like, dang, man, is this about to stop? And so I guess we'll see. But, I mean, Bill, I want that game. I mean, everybody said LSU missed out on Lincoln Riley. Now you ain't got Brian Kelly. Think about that college football storyline. I think we're going to miss out on it, Bill.
Blake, between now and all these media days, football media days, no telling. Mm-hmm. Now, it might just get quiet again, but there's the potential for a lot of news.
Yeah, Bill, and I said this about even the place that I played at Southeastern. Do you think that these group of five teams are just going to – so, for example, Bill, everything has a trickle effect, right? I'm hearing some teams from the Southland and the FCS level. I mean, Bill, are these group of five, conferences, what are they going to do? You know, if UCF goes to Big 12 or this team goes here or that team goes there, these smaller conferences are going to have to make a pretty big decision. So, you know, even we talk about the USCs and the UCLAs, sure. But, Bill, even from, you know, from an FCS level to a group of five level, it's trickling down. And so, I think ultimately you could see a Southeastern Louisiana moving up into FBS and going to the Sun Belt. Like, I can visibly see that. So, this doesn't just affect, Bill, you know, the upper teams. It affects everybody. You know, I talked to an AD yesterday, and he told me that, he can't make a decision until he knows, you know, what these other teams are doing. And so, I'm just sitting back and watching at this point, you know.
Tell everybody how they get your content.
Bill, AYS Sports Across the Board. We'll have some LSU coaches and LSU players on this week. So go in, hit that subscribe button and notification, Bill. And, Bill, I appreciate you for having me on as always.
Yeah, man. See you next week.
See you. Go Tigers.